The reflective feedback conversation is a six-step process in which you have a conversation with the students and empower them to take control of their own education. It's fairly simple. The first step is to simply ask the student how they think that the encounter went. Try to get them to articulate any concerns they may have. A simple, "How do you think this went?" will work for this step. The second step is to listen to the student as they describe how they thought they did in the learning encounter. You need to pay special attention to the weaknesses that the student self-identifies and also look for strengths that they may have missed. The third step is to supplement their reflection. Share with the student your view of the encounter, paying special attention to the weaknesses identified and supplement them with your own, but be sure to reinforce positive behaviors as well. Something like, "It was clear that you had difficulty with that H&P. A method I use is..." Step 4 is to simply ask the students what they would change. Asking them for a plan of action to improve their performance allows the student to take ownership of their learning. All you have to do is simply ask, "What do you think you should change to increase your effectiveness?" The fifth step is to listen to the student again. Listen to see what they would change. Pay special attention that they address their weaknesses that you discussed earlier. And the final step is the most important step, and that's creating a plan of improvement. You need to elaborate on their plan, making sure that they address anything you think they may have missed. If you think the student needs to do further reading or change a technique, now is the time to suggest that. Make sure that they understand what you're discussing with them by asking a clarifying question. "Did you get all of that? Can I make that clearer? Is there anything that I can help you with?" Remember, what comes easy to you after many years of practice was once difficult as well.